I have some direction tonight. We're going to talk about faith and healing.
Amen.
And, you know, I do teach the healing, the divine health and healing class from Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie. So I have a book here that I highly recommend. If you don't have it, I recommend you get it. And so I am going to take some of the book and then just kind of bring some of my own. You know, we're gonna just start and we're gonna flow.
Amen.
With what the Holy Spirit wants. And I know you don't have your book, but that's just fine because I can read it for you. So let me see where I am to start. Praise the Lord. Actually, I want to start in Psalm 103 here. I want us to start with blessing the Lord. And you know, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, with everything that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forgetting not all his benefits. And see, healing is a benefit. Healing is a benefit of our covenant rights. Who forgives all my sins, all my mess ups, even after I've been born again. There, you know, I love that song that we sing because he healed all. I actually today this afternoon in preparing, I actually looked to see if I could find that word in the dictionary. And it's there, but I couldn't even understand the meaning of it. It just means everything. It said forever. And because he heals all. He went about healing all. And so he heals all of our diseases. It doesn't matter. He turns no one away. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. And I like that he satisfies my mouth with good things. And we're going to look at that tonight. What does that mean? That we eat steak? Might be. But we're going to go in a little different direction here. So let me find my place. I want to look at chapter 5 of Pastor Debbie's book so you can go home and look at it later. And I'm just going to read parts of it. We're going to just, you know, go through it. Faith is a progression. And she says in the very first chapter, operating in a progressive faith is not complicated. I love that. Operating in a progressive faith is not complicated or burdensome. Because the light of faith simply comes by meditating on the knowledge of God's word. You know, so many times people have needs and they come and they you know, I got to figure this out and I got to know what I need to do, or the doctor said this, or this is going on in my family. Your answer is in the knowledge of the word of God. Your help. And then she goes on and says, however, there are steps to this believing process. Oh, there's steps. There's instructions. However, the steps to this believing process, and the believer must first understand and then walk these steps in order to obtain the full or complete benefits. And I want to go to 1 Peter 1:9. She has this in here, but I want to start in verse, let's see. I'm going to start reading in verse 8 because these things are connected. It says, whom having not seen, you love, in whom now, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why do you rejoice? I'm asking, why do you rejoice? Because you believe. You've heard something. And it gave you a hope. You responded when what happened when you got born again? You heard that Jesus paid the price for your sins. And it caused you to get up and do something. You responded to the word that you heard. And what was it like when you first got born again? I mean, you know, just the joy. Because you recognize there's a new life in me. Something's different. I didn't fully understand what it was, but there was a joy there. And it was a joy. It's heaven's joy. I think the Amplified even says a heavenly joy. Receiving, and then it says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Receiving? Listen, joy is a bridge to your faith. The joy of the Lord is full of the glory of God. And the glory of God is a protective force. It's a defensive shield against the onslaught of the enemy. To express faith and until we're full of the glory of God. So the power of God is in the glory of God. I need power. I need power to drive this sickness and disease out of my body, or the torment in my mind. I need the power of God working in me. But I have to cooperate. I have to learn the steps. I have to learn the progression of faith. And so she says here, the faith course can seem hard or complex if one does not have knowledge of how to apply God's word to their situation. The believer becomes mechanical or mental in their approach, missing the heart understanding. Because many times you're in a hurry because you got to get, I got 3 months to live, or I just want this to be over. Yeah. And you're looking out here. Yeah. You're looking anxiously. Yeah. Where faith is an assurance. Faith is a joy. Yeah. Faith is a peace. Faith is, I got it. I got it. I got this. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't want to have the bad reports. When we got hit by derecho, nobody wanted that. But we had an attitude. Yes. We had a spirit of faith about this, that we are victorious. Yes. And as a church family, we came together and took one, the next issue, the next issue, the next issue, the next issue. And from the beginning, Pastor said, we're coming out ahead. Yes. And we came out ahead, didn't we? Oh, my goodness. For a lot further ahead, I think, than we originally thought. And that's the attitude that faith has. Amen. That's the attitude that joy has. Joy can just laugh their way into it, And we've had that. We're getting more in that flow of joy. And when we're in that flow of joy, people can come into this building. We were just reminded of this last week, I think, about someone came in and said, everybody here is just so happy and friendly. Well, because we have some knowledge. Yes. We've been taught by a pastor who adheres to the word and sticks with it and is faithful and diligent to teach us that word. So praise the Lord. So I'm gonna skip a few pages here. And let's see. Joy is the route to receive the end of your faith. If there's no joy, there's no faith. But that's a good way to examine yourself. Am I in joy? Am I in peace? Or am I anxious? And if I'm anxious, I need to go back to the word. I need to go back to hearing. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. And so God set up this infallible system of faith. This is God's system. This is God's way of doing things. And so that's what we come to church for. That's why we pick up the word of God, to learn, okay, what's my part in this? I will never forget. There was a moment in my life where a complete transformation took place. Someone handed me the cassette series of Kenneth E. Hagin, My Life in Ministry. I was sick and I wanted to be well. But I was never, ever told that it was God's will to heal me. I never knew it. And I remember I was so captured by his story of how God raised him up off a deathbed and then became Kenneth Hagin as we know him. But what it did is I heard. I don't have to be sick anymore. I don't have to be oppressed anymore. I don't have to deal with these things. And it set me on a course to seek him. There was a joy. There was a, I need to have more of this. But you know what? That joy has never left. I
to this day, I still need to have more.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will never exhaust the knowledge of God, the understanding of God. I didn't understand much, but I knew it was right. My spirit knew.
Right.
My head might have gone on tilt because of everything I've been taught all my life, but my spirit was like, this is good news. You know, we have that song. Isn't there the song, I don't have to be sick no more. Don't have to be broke no more. That's our covenant. That's what belongs to us. So, saying what the word says is a fundamental factor in receiving all of our needs met. Jesus was saying that we move or generate the healing power of God when we believe whatever we say in line with his words. And that's what I really want to talk about tonight is, you know, our words are containers and they carry things, but we still have to first hear the word and receive that word. When I listened to Kenneth Hagin's story, his early days and how God raised him up off a deathbed, I knew I need to understand. I need more knowledge of this. I need more understanding. It did not come in just one hearing. So I had to listen to more. And then what else does he have? What are the books? The common thing that we need to be is hungry. We get satisfied. We get lazy. We become complacent and, we go to church and, I did that. Now I got to take care of the kids and now I got to do all my stuff and go shopping. And that's not to be the Christian life. That's not the book of Acts. That's not the early church. You know, we say that in these last days we just saw miracles, signs, and wonders. We just sang that. I'm expecting them. Are you? We're in the right place.
Yes.
Newsflash. Hang on to your hat. So, just as God created the earth in Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The word be in the Hebrew means to exist. Be or become, to come to pass. It is similar to the Greek word done. So, when God set this up, we're to use our words, just as he used his word. But our words need to be his words. All right? So, faith belief system that is assured or confident based on the foundation of God's word. What are you basing what you're saying on? What are you basing your belief system on? You know, what the doctor said, the circumstances you're in, your checkbook, what are you basing what you're saying on? Biblical faith comes from the heart or human spirit of a man, not the mental arena or the mind. It consists of a systematic process of steps we take to trust God and his word. Systematic steps. So, you get born again, you come into the kingdom, glory to God. You just entered into the family. You just come into the kingdom. So you're just like this little baby. And you got to go to school. And we're all still in school. We'll all still be in school. I love something that Pastor said, I don't remember, was it Sunday? That, as we develop and grow spiritually, develop our spirits and are walking with God, it's not like we go to heaven and then all of a sudden we're in this high exalted place. Jesse DePlante said this years ago, if you don't learn it here, you're going to learn it there. So again, it's a progression. And so it's really up to us how far we go in that progression while we're down here on this earth. And so systematic steps. So I'm going to jump ahead. And I'm going to read those steps to you. It says, in light of this teaching, let us review the key points to walking in a progressive faith. When we attend to the knowledge of God's word along the line of our need, we form a belief. In other words, faith rises in the heart. I had to form a belief that it was God's will that I be well. And that's probably true for most of us. We could all tell stories about how we were raised and what we were taught. Yeah. And so I had to attend to the word. I had to attend to the knowledge of the word. I had to be in the right place where I heard the word. Yeah. For faith to rise in my heart. Number two is we believe God hears us. So we say or pray in the name of Jesus, believing we receive the answer for our situation. We receive the answer in the spirit realm by faith, not based on sense knowledge. Yeah. See, this is something that revelation knowledge comes into our spirit.
Yes.
It's not something that we can, okay, I read the Bible, now I got it. Right. You know, someone years ago would say, yeah, I read that book.
Yeah.
The Word of God is alive.
Yeah.
It's active. It's moving. It's God's words. It's God's thoughts.
Yeah.
And what are you doing with them?
Yeah.
So number three, we have a confident expectation that the answer will come to pass in the natural realm. Therefore, we speak our faith and thank God, act in line with the scriptures, and we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit. There's so much in that. There's so much in all of these. We have a confident expectation.
Yeah.
Sometimes people, you know, okay, Miss Ann, will you get an agreement with me? You know, this is, I've got diabetes or whatever it might be. But I can tell by the sound of their voice that they're not in faith. And they're asking me to join. And so we have to back up a minute and let's talk about where are you at in faith for this? And sometimes it's a matter of, just keep coming.
Yeah.
Just keep hearing the word. You know, we can pray for them.
Yeah.
We can pray the Ephesians prayers for them. Pray the Ephesians prayers for yourself. God, grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation that I may see and know, enlighten the eyes of my understanding.
Yeah.
Everybody in here should be praying those prayers every day.
Yeah.
Colossians, Ephesians, for yourself, for your family, for our pastors.
Amen.
They're powerful. So, okay, I'm going to switch gears here for a minute. I want to look at, I want to say this. The Word of God conceived in the heart, formed by the tongue, and spoken out of the mouth is creative power. That's kind of in line with these systematic steps. The Word of God conceived in the heart. You know, I had to get to a place, I had to seek God. I had to listen to books. I had to listen to tapes because we didn't have Spirit of Faith then. And so I had to attend. I had to listen. I had to hear. And then I had to hear some more. And number one, because we didn't have a place to go that taught the word like we hear here. So it was conceived in my heart, formed by my tongue and spoken out of my mouth, and it generated and created power, healing power. Conceived means to think, to understand, to have, you know, that assurance. It's conceived. It becomes alive in me. It becomes part of me. It becomes really who I am. It's what gives me that joy. It's what gives me that excitement. It's what gives me, I want to call, you know, Takiya and call her up and go, do you know what God said to me? Do you know, did you see what Mark 11:23 says? The word that you're excited about is the word that's alive in you. You know, these might be fundamental things that we're talking about. But you know what? The word says, do not let these things slip. Lest you become unaware.
Yes.
We always have to go back to our foundation.
Right.
Always.
Yes.
Always.
Amen.
The gospel is simple.
Yes, it is.
The simplicity of the gospel.
Yes.
God made it so easy for us that our mind gets in there and twists it.
Yes.
That's where we get religion from.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
So, what do we do? We start by continuing to renew our mind.
Yes.
Keep feeding on the word.
Yes.
Feed on the word every day of your life. Get up in the morning.
Yes.
Have your time with God. well, I don't have time. I got four kids and I got to. Yes, you can. God meets us where we're at. He knows you have four kids. He knows that you have, you know, he knows your schedule. You can talk to him while you're getting ready. What does Pastor Nancy say? She's talking to God while she's putting her makeup on, and it takes a long time. That's hard to believe. But spend time fellowshipping with God. Remember Pastor Ike? He shared with us, and that's just always stuck with me, is, you know, how did he become such his heart so knit to Pastor Jay in prayer and praying out the plan of God? He says, I fellowshipped around what Pastor said in my own private time. I fellowshipped around what he said. I brought it into my prayer life. And so when we fellowship around the things of God, take services and take them home with you. And, you know, oh yeah, listen, don't listen to them with your head. Listen to them with your heart. Yes. God, what are you saying to me? Yes. What are you saying to me? And whenever I leave a service, I go, God, what did I hear today that I need to adjust in my life? Because, you know, if we got in the car and just held the steering wheel straight ahead, thinking we're going to get home, we're not going to get there. There's constant adjustments. Constant adjustments. But that's a joy that we know how to make those adjustments. And when we don't know how, we got the Word to show us. And then, you know, when you take your stand, I believe that healing belongs to me. And now I'm ready. Now I'm ready. Amen. I'm going to pray, like Brother Carlos was saying in Mark 11:23, or I'm going to say, I'm just going to command it, because healing is a right. It belongs to us. It's a covenant right. So I can demand it. I command this sickness and disease to leave my body in the name of Jesus. But you have to take the systematic steps to get to that place where you say it from a spirit of faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And then you can take your stand. You can put on the armor of God, and you can take your stand having done all. You know, it's like sometimes people are dealing with things and they go, okay, now what do I do? We stand. What do you do while you're standing? You're giving glory to God. You're thanking Him and you're praising Him because you're healed. I don't feel healed. You're not looking at the flesh. You're looking at, what does His Word say? What does He say? He says, by His stripes, He took it. He carried it away. I'm dishonoring Him when I'm not agreeing with Him. But now, you know, we don't, again, it's a progression. And so God is merciful. He's so gracious. He meets us where we're at. But He needs us to do our part. Amen. And that is to respond, to be hungry, to keep hearing and hearing and keep coming and keep coming. Amen. You got to put forth some effort into this. You've got to attend to the Word. You have got to do Joshua 1:8. Let's go over there.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This book of the law shall not depart. Oh, hallelujah. You know, that just thrills me. I want the Word. I want to be so full of the Word of God. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. Then, it's after I keep the Word in my mouth. Listen, we got to watch our mouths.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when I'm meditating, if I'm meditating on it, and what does that mean? It means to mutter. It means to talk, to speak. Mutter it to yourself. You know? Pick up your verse in the morning that really, you know, in your devotional time or however you work it, everybody's different, and carry that Word with you all day long.
Yeah.
maybe one, maybe two. That's the way I do it. Find your way of doing it. Back when I was working out in the world, Kenneth Hagin had the summer, fall, winter. He had these little four devotionals, and now I think it's all in one book. And they were little, so I put them in my purse, and oh my gosh, those things, I fed on the word through those. Those little mini books are power-packed. Power-packed. He'd have stories, then he'd have a scripture, then he'd have a confession. And I fed on those. And, you know, some days, things would get a little tough at work. I'd go back in the office and I'd pick up the book and I'd look at it. Because it strengthened me. It was my life. That life was coming into me. And so do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. But thou shalt meditate. Keep it before you. Find your way. That's why the little mini books are so great. Because, then I'd switch out. I'd use some of those, why tongues? Because that was a whole revelation to me. And I just fed on those constantly. And that's a way of meditating. But then it's speaking. You've got to mutter it. You've got to say it. And then thou mayst observe to what? To do. To do the word. Glory to God. I want to do the word. Okay, how do I do that? After you've meditated, that revelation comes into your spirit, and you'll begin to see what changes, what adjustments need to be made. And listen, God is such a gentleman. He is so gracious. He gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us. He'll help us. He's our helper. He's our helper. I have an area that I need to work on. You got your areas that you need to work on because we're all growing and developing. But after I become a doer of the word, according to the word, then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Well, is healing prosperity? Without your body, you're not going to prosper. You need a healthy body. And so to prosper means to push forward and to break out. To push forward and break out of oppression, depression, sickness, lack, torment in your mind. Listen, that's God's will. So then now let's go over to Proverbs 4:20-23. And I'll note that these two scriptures, I believe in both books, Pastor Debbie's book, Divine Health and Healing, Divine Healing and Health, and then her book, Faith on Trial. They're almost like sister books. They really go together. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life. Oh, well, sickness and disease is a precursor to death. But the word of God is life. Yes. They are life. To those that find them, and health to all their flesh. I love that. Jeremiah 15, I can't remember the verse. It says, your words, O Lord, I found, and I did eat them. I ate them, and they were the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. I love that scripture. It was just like I had a feast on your word. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. But then it goes on and says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So what are we putting in? What are we feeding into our heart? We've got to fill up on the word of God so those things that don't line up with the word, those things that are causing issues in our life, get flushed out. It's not, I got to stop doing this first. No, you just come and get full of the word. You just come and get full of the word. Attend. Let thy eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Well, that sounds like a systematic steps of a progression of faith. Turn not to the right or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So there's just a lot of instruction. Pay attention. Pay attention. I feel like in the day that we're in today, the Holy Spirit is saying, listen, pay attention, look at me, pay attention, because
I'm your helper.
Yes.
And you don't have to live like the world.
No,
I got great plans for you. I've got peace. I've got joy. I've got prosperity. I've got, we sang the song. He healed them all. I got healing for you. I got freedom for you. So having done all, we stand. Now we're in faith. We've prayed or we declared. We've made that demand. And we stand. What do we do while we're standing? We give him glory. We praise him and thank him. We praise him and thank him in joy. Joy. Listen, guys, joy is a weapon. And it's powerful. And, you know, you've heard it said that joy will mark this last day era. And it has to, because it's power. It's God's power. It's God's flow is the flow of joy. And I'm not saying that that means you have to roll around on the floor and laugh every service. But there are those times. You know, it can be just a quiet bubbling up in your spirit. During the day when I'm fellowshipping with the Lord, it's just like, it's just, there's this excitement in me. Like, oh, you're so good. And I just, we go from glory to glory. So we've got to do our part. We've got to put forth some effort. You've got to acknowledge, first of all, every good thing that's in you. Pastor has been referring to that we've been justified. And one of the biggest things the enemy tries to do is bring condemnation against us. Bring fear, doubt, worry, unworthiness. He did it. His blood purchased it. I stand right before God, unashamed. Yeah, but you know what you did yesterday? He forgot it. I asked forgiveness. It's gone. There was, years ago, there was a lady coming to healing class, and she's still here, but she was in great need when she came. And she made this statement to me. She you know, was dealing with a lot of physical things. But I remember she came to me after one of the classes, and she said, I'm beginning to see myself healed. And it was like she was surprised by it. I actually am beginning to see myself well. And that so blessed me, because that's what the word does. She was beginning to see herself the way God sees her. Well, healed, whole, sound mind. So we have got to stop talking out of both sides of our mouth. When you say one thing in church to everybody here, you know, we do have the joy of the Lord, but then we go home and that, oh, I don't know, you know, I know that Pastor said this, but listen, we've all been there. We've all done it. I'm just here to encourage you to stop it. Stop it. Hey, listen, I've had to slap myself. Stop it. What are you thinking? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but we have a dominion over him. And we have to answer the thoughts. I'm going to mention that in a minute here. But a double-minded man will receive nothing from God. James 1, verse 8. You decide. I'm going to stay with this. You decide. I'm all in. I'm going for you, God. I'm going to obey your word. Oh, but you know what? I don't agree with that part in the Bible. I'm all in. You have to make that decision. The word of God is final authority in my life.
Amen.
And you may not understand it all, so you just keep coming, just keep hearing, just hunger to understand, desire to understand, want to understand, and he will grant that to you. Just continue to pray the Ephesians prayers. God, grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding that I might see and know what belongs to me, who I am in you. Help me to see myself the way you see me. It's how we will usher in the last day harvest. If we take our place in who we are in him. God's image of you is in his word. Jesus died so you could be well. That's it. That's how he sees you as well. That's what blessed me so much about that. Like, I'm starting to see myself as well. And it was like, she was surprised about it. It's like, thank you, Lord. The words work. The word works.
Yeah.
She started coming and she started hearing something different than what she had heard most of her life. And the healing power of God began to work in her. It was always in her, but it was dormant because she wasn't generating the power. She wasn't turning on the generator because of lack of knowledge. And then faith is a progression. So she had to keep coming to hear long enough for that generator to start. You know, you got to get the oil going and you got to put gas in it. Glory to God. So, let's see. Meditation, renewing the mind, will cause you to see yourself well in the area of healing. A spirit of faith rises up within your spirit man, and no one can move you off that stand of faith. Symptoms may come. Listen, you say, well, yeah, but you know, so-and-so, and they're still struggling. Are you basing what you believe on someone else's experience? It won't go well. What does the word say? See, again, the word is final authority in my life. Oh, but the doctor said that you're going to have this the rest of your life. What does the word say? We don't deny the fact. We don't throw the doctors out. We just have to recognize their function in our lives. Their place in the natural realm to help us. Nothing wrong with going, but go in faith. And go hooked up to your spirit within you so you can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, because you, the one that created your body, lives inside you. He knows exactly what you need. If you need a surgery, fine, get the surgery. But just be sure that that's where you have peace. That's how the Holy Spirit's leading you. Take time to put faith in you for healing when you're well. Listen, if I could say that, in fact, I was talking to Pastor Debbie and she said, tell the people they need to come to the healing class. Get faith in you for it while you're well. This book, I don't know how many years that we've been doing the Divine Healing and Health class with her book, as long as it's been out, I think. 3-4 years? And there are times, I think it took us 2 semesters just to get through 1 chapter this last summer. A fall session and then a winter session. There, it's rich, and it's solid, and you can trust it, and it's the word. Sometimes you, read the scriptures, but you also need instruction. Just like the faith progression. There's a progression to faith. Well, why can't I just get in the healing line, have Pastor heal me? Because if you get in the healing line, that anointing will go in you, but then you need to know what to do with that anointing when you go home, and in 2 nights that those symptoms show up again. And then you think, oh, that faith stuff doesn't work. It works. It works. It works. But you got to get nourished up in the word in the area of healing. So praise God that we have pastors that teach us, that give us material. Oh my goodness. But it takes time to get the word in you. So come while you're well. Now I know we all serve. We have a lot going on. I'm just telling you what my pastor said. When you're able to, come. You can have your own time to study. We've got the book. So, I use this, really, you can take one section, one little subsection, and use it to meditate for the day. This can be a season when you're going through, you know what, things are going well, but I'm going to beef up on the healing word of God. Pick a chapter, take a subsection a day, and then go your merry way, just meditating on that all day, muttering the scriptures. Praise God. Progression takes time. Progression means it's an act. It's an act of moving forward in something. You are progressing. You're not going backwards. You're not stagnant. And we have to stay in movement with the Holy Spirit. We have to keep moving with the Word. Was it Smith Wigglesworth that said, one day of not spending time with the Lord, you're backslidden? Something to that effect. And so take time. If you take time to feed on the Word of healing accurately, healing will show up. It will always show up. It will show up. And what you, the doctors may say, well, you're going to have this the rest of your life, and it's going to get worse, and da-da-da-da. You know, you have to remember that they are operating in their realm. And we are seated far above, but sometimes we do need their assistance, using wisdom and understanding. We're in the same business. They want to see us well, too. But we just don't take that hook, line, and sinker. We got a higher authority. Amen. We have a covenant. Amen. So feed on the Word. Feed on the Word. Speaking words of faith releases the power. Expect the power of God to work.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But you know, I would say this, quit checking your body. I love the story of Lillian B. Yeomans. Such an amazing testimony that she was at death's door. And I won't go into it for time's sake, but she was a mess. They all gave up. She was dead. She was a skeleton. And it was through overwork, and then she got into using drugs. She was a medical doctor, and she got addicted to the drugs, and she was in dire straits. And I remember in her book, she says, yep, I picked up the and dusted off my Bible, and I devoured it. Yeah. And she said that that took time. But just the feeding on the Word beginning in her sustained her to keep her alive. But she said she got to the place that she was so immersed in the Word of God that she became unaware of her body, unaware of what was going on in her body. She rose above her decaying, dying body. And fed her spirit, and the life of God in her spirit, the power of God in her spirit, drove that sickness out, cleaned her out, made her strong again, and then God used her mightily in a healing ministry. Because she took the Word systematically. And you know, people always, she said they'd come to her and go, okay, what scripture was it? Which scriptures was it that healed you? And I loved her answer. It's the whole Bible. Now, I know that she really focused on the Gospels and the Epistles, but her answer was, it was the Word. All of it. All of it. Hallelujah. Let's you know, read about these people that have been raised up. And you know, it's not like that magic formula, but look at the pattern. Yeah. Go back and listen to Kenneth Hagin's story of how God raised him up off a deathbed. That is just very personally precious to me. Yeah. And he was just a marvelous storyteller, and he did such a marvelous job about how God raised, you know, sick people or healed people get up out of bed at 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. You know, but he was paralyzed. He didn't have pastor. He had a pastor that came and told him, it won't be long. It'll all be over. You'll be gone. So go back. I would encourage you. It's just so, we have so much at our disposal today. We have a pastor that believes in the healing power of God. That we're always victorious. We always triumph. This is the victory that overcomes the world. It's our faith. Our faith is important. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Okay, so what is a thought? Thoughts have power to either bring you up or take you down. Thoughts have power in them. Thoughts. I'm talking about thoughts. Just thoughts, not words. What thoughts are you taking in? What is the Word of God? What is the Word? What is the Bible? It's God's thoughts.
So
when we take in the Word of God, we are taking God's thoughts. So when we're filling up with God's thoughts, we don't have time to take those other thoughts. His words, His word are His thoughts. Take them. Take them. I can take one scripture and meditate on that for the whole day. We need to be doing that. Just one. Just carry it around. Mutter it. You know, I used to write them down on little post-it notes. You know, when I was, you know, just kind of still learning. And sometimes I still do, because there's new ones always. It's fresh. It's fresh manna. But His word contains His thoughts. John 6:63 says, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The words that Jesus said to us, they are spirit and they are life. Listen, we're a spirit being. We're a spirit being. Our spirit man can have dominion over our body, over our mind, our will, and our emotions. We got to take His thoughts. Jesus died so that we might be free. You know what? We are co-heirs with Him. So we need to think like Him. We need to act like Him. He left, and He left us with an assignment on the earth. And that was to go tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to get ready. Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. They'll speak with new tongues. If we're so focused on ourselves, we won't be able to do that. Thoughts are nothing, and thoughts are not harmless. People think that. Oh, no big deal. It's just words. You know, you see in the world today, people toss around. Oh, man. So we recognize to guard our heart, guard our words, guard what we speak. Our home is so much more peaceful and joyful because we've learned from the Word, from having a pastor, how to walk in love, how to not answer like you might like to at times, you know, not to throw a fit so that you can have your way. It's true. I'm pointing the finger at me, sweetie. You know, in Isaiah 55:9, it says, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Are you taking God's thoughts? His thoughts are higher than your thoughts. His thoughts are His word. It is up to me what I think on. I am a free moral agent. I can think on anything I want to. I decide what I think on. There is nobody on the planet that can make you think about what you don't want to think about. My mind is my mind. I can't, you know, people say, "Well, I can't help it." That's a lie. Now, you may be in a position where you need to hear the word enough so that you recognize that you don't have to say, "I can't help it." Yeah. Believers have not been taught this. Pastor Nancy did a teaching, and I just loved it. I can't remember. It was one of the miracle crusades. They were all flowing together. But she said, she made this statement. It stuck with me. You thinking it is the same as you saying it.
Yeah.
And that got me. Because, you know, we're all good about, okay, can't say that, can't say that. Yeah. But then in our mind, we're thinking it.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
We got to stop and what are we thinking on? Yeah. Pastor Jay, remember, he taught us, you know, check up on yourself, set your alarm, check up. What am I thinking on? What am I thinking on? And a lot of times, what we're thinking on is we're degrading ourselves. And we're thinking about where we missed it and our shortcomings, or we're thinking about hurt. I didn't like the way they talked to me. Take God's thoughts and think them. Lay those down. Cast down those thoughts that don't line up with the word. The devil cannot make you think about something. You have to yield to it. But it's a progression of retraining. Getting the word in you, replacing the wrong thoughts with the right thoughts. Well, we now know where the right thoughts are. They're in the word of God. And for us, it's really in the epistles, because that's the church age. That's the day we live in today.
Yeah.
And it's a joy. Oh my gosh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sickness, symptoms, fear, that can all come. But that's when you say, sickness, fear, symptoms, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Jesus said to the, Jesus said to the leper, two words. These are my favorite words in the Bible. I will. I will. Jesus settled it forever. Because he says, oh, if you will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus just said, I will. And there's other translations. Of course I will. I desire to. I want to. And he was a leper. And he just immediately, as he says, I will. And he reached out and he touched him. And I imagine the people went, and healed him. But I will. Remind yourself when symptoms flare up, Jesus said, I will. And his word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I will. It matters what you think on. Praise the Lord. Well, I just want to be sure we wrap up at just a few minutes early here. But when the devil brings a thought, what do? You answer it. You answer it. You speak to it with your mouth, your words. You answer it. But what do you answer it with?
The Word.
The Word. The Word. Oh, you're, you know, what was it? He always said to Kenneth Hagin, you're going to die. And he says, no, Mr. Devil, I'm not going to die when I'm 15. And I'm not going to die when I'm 20. And I'm not going to die when I'm 25. And he just went on and on and on. He informed the enemy that he was healed by the stripes of Jesus. He enforced, he used his words to agree with God and to be raised up off that deathbed. And he, at that time too, he promised the Lord he would go and serve him and minister the gospel. And we are enjoying the benefits of that. We are enjoying the benefits. Aren't you glad that Kenneth Hagin didn't quit and die? Aren't you glad that Oral Roberts didn't quit and die? Aren't you glad that Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie didn't quit and go do that other thing he wanted to do, you know, until he realized that he was called into ministry? Well, say the same thing to yourself. I am so glad that Miss Sandra didn't quit. I'm so glad that, Brother Andre didn't quit. Kept going. Listen, we all have opportunities. Reverend Morgan, I think she preached Sunday, and she said the greatest temptation that ever comes to her, but she was talking about everybody, is the temptation to quit. To quit. Because to move with God, we got to press. We've got to keep moving. It's going to take effort, spiritual effort, to agree with the word. It takes spiritual effort to say, I'm healed and whole, when you're having symptoms in the middle of the night. I'm healed and whole in Jesus' name. So praise the Lord. Answer the thought. Don't speak the wrong thought. Say, Jesus died that I might be healed. By his stripes, I am healed. Use your mouth to get your mind straight. Really? Use your mind and your mouth tell your mind to line up with the Word of God. We got to think right. You cannot sit there and wage a mental battle silently. It doesn't work. He'll win. He'll win every time. The way we overcome is with words. He gave us his word and he healed us and he delivered us from our destruction. He gave us his words. He gave us his thoughts. He gave us what to say. And in that saying is what to do. When we look at it, we meditate on it. And then the results of what he's saying becomes ours. We take ownership of it. And then when that takes place, there's something in us. When we go and we meet somebody or a family member, whoever it might be, someone at work, and they're going, oh my gosh, I just got a report, I got cancer. When they get the bad news, There is something in you that will rise up, and the anointing will come upon you to minister the life of God to that person. We are living epistles. We are to go about preaching and teaching. God will bring people into our lives of those very things that we have had to deal with because we're developed when we're developed, even when we're not. But let me tell you what I've learned. I needed a pastor. I needed a pastor that taught me about healing. Oh, my goodness. It matters where you go to church. You will not ever receive above the leadership, the headship of that church. So if they're not preaching, I know everybody here probably comes here, but if they're not teaching and preaching healing, get out and find one. So stand up with me. So it goes back to, my son, attend. Get the word in you. Meditate night and day. Keep it before your eyes. Talk about it. That's what, you know, the greatest fellowship I have is, you know, with Carlos and I will have and other people on the things of God, you know, in a service, you know, oh, did you hear what Pastor said? Did you hear what, you know, did you, oh, the anointing and, you know, and it's not that we're just coming to seek. We want that to grow in us. So it becomes that the power of God is flowing out of us. So when we walk into Walmart, people are looking at us like we light up, you know? And so what are you believing? What are you saying? We sang tonight in the song, and this I wrote this out, and Jesus healed them all. Jesus healed them all. And Jesus said, I will. Can we get the keyboard? Oh, you're there. Go ahead. Jesus said, I will, to the leper. I will. Simple. As he reached out, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Jesus said, by my stripes you are healed. Jesus said, he came that we might have life. Healing is life. Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. Jesus said, say to the mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes those things that he says shall come to pass. He shall have it. Jesus went about doing good and healing all. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Well, listen, folks, the Spirit of the Lord is now upon us because the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Take Jesus' thoughts. Let's do what Jesus did, because he was our example, and we're to follow him. Margo, can I minister to you? Can you come up here? Wholeness, wellness is his will. Wholeness and wellness is his will for you, Margo. Wholeness. Ministering to her body. Thank you, Jesus. That anointing goes into those lungs now. In Jesus' name. Margot, it's all coming to pass. It's all coming to pass. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Just trust him. Rejoice in him. Sing praises to him. Yes. Receive it. Yeah. Love you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. If anybody needs healing in their body, I just want you to raise your hand where you're at. And out of your mouth, does she want to come forward? Okay, bring her forward. Say, Father, I receive the healing power of God into my body right now. I receive the healing power, God. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, healing is mine. I receive it. I believe it. And Father, I agree. I agree with your word. Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, Jackie. I'm Anne.
Hi.
Yes. I'm so glad you came.
I am too.
So glad you came.
I'm so tired.
You're in the right place.
I know.
Jesus wants to strengthen you by his Spirit. You are born again. You're a child of God. Okay. So you're ready to receive? But I want to say something to you. God can make anything possible.
I know.
And you need to be here.
I know.
So we're just going to believe with you that God will find a way for you to get here. Because
okay.
The healing power of God is in this place.
I know.
To heal all. To heal whatever sickness and disease, anything of the devil. It has to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Son, you should
thank
know
you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know.
Praise you. Thank healing you, anointing son. Is ministering to you right
yes,
now.
You.
It breaks all the yokes, all the bondage, all the physical ailments. You're free. You're free, Jackie.
Yes,
you're free right
son,
now. Jesus paid the price that you could be free. So I want you to go home saying, I'm free.
I'm free.
And the power of God is working in me.
The power of God is working
in
me. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
yes. Thank you, Jesus, for this place.
Thank you, Jesus, the anointing. Well, you know what I want you to do, Jackie, and we're going to believe with you. Because Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie will be here on Sunday.
Okay.
And they would love to meet you. So you come back.
We're
going to believe that you can, that you'll get a ride.
Okay?
You just ask.
I will.
Okay.
I know
thank
God
you,
is
Father.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus. You are precious to him.
I know.
You are precious. You believe that. You receive that, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. And you know what? We're going to get do you have a CD player?
Yes, I do.
We'll get you a couple CDs before you go.
Okay.
Okay. They're both Pastor Jay. One's on peace and one's on healing. Well, let's get you theirs.
Okay.
Okay, before you go. We just want to bless you with that.
Do we have some music, some worship music?
We do. We can get you something for that too, okay? All right. All right. I look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Okay.
Praise God. Did you come with her? So can I see you for a moment?
Volunteered to come right away.
Oh, praise God. Well, see, you have a good friend. What's your name? Pardon me?
Barb.
Hi, Barb. I'm Ann. Yeah. You need to come here, too.
She said her friend needed some help, too. Yeah, okay.
You do? Well, come on up here. They won't hurt you. I know they're big, but they won't hurt you. What do you need? What?
Direction
from God? You need God? You know what you need most, Barb? You need a pastor. You need a pastor to teach you the word. All of us you look at here, we seem happy and joyful. Many of us, that wasn't always the case. Because we came broken and hurting and needing. But when we got the word in us, because we found our pastor who taught us the word, how to be free, that we don't have to live like this. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to have anxiety. It may try to come, but we know what to do because we've been taught. So I just encourage you both. You guys join together and you come back. Okay? So, Father, I just minister the peace of God to Barbara right now in the name of Jesus. Are you born again?
Yes.
Okay. Just minister the peace. Jesus, you said, my peace I leave you, my peace I give you. You said, do not, even for a moment, be anxious about anything. So we just release that peace into her heart right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I've been studying with Pastor Copeland for
well, good. Oh, good. That's wonderful. But you know what? You got a home right here.
Yes.
You got a whole family here who loves you. Even though we just met you.
Yeah.
We can tell. Okay, Jackie? Okay, and we'll
she
talk more.
On
she grows on you or wears on you? So you both come back. We'll talk more, okay? Praise God. Thank you all. Yeah.
I can get up.
Oh, thank you. The worship CD. Maybe Pastor Nancy's. I'll give them to her. Okay, Father, we thank you and praise you for your word. We go from this place nourished up in your word, Father. And we just our endeavor to make a new commitment, a fresh commitment, as we do every day, to only allow your thoughts in our mind so that only your words will flow from our mouths. And we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.